space cooled down, fire wind piled high under tarps tied down, heavy stones in the ground as the days cooled down. And in the yard and the leaves play around the tables I have made, and the children gather sticks for it to build out in the thick as the days cool down. Mother calls the ravens three, well, temptation, doubt, and greed, and with heavy hearts they sing. Hear harmony begin as the days cool down. If I turn, I'll come untied. Says he feels the debt I'm in. Says he'll work me till the end when my days cool down. So I strap the handles down and throw my weight behind the plow. Heaven knows the path is set. See the fields bend. Stretch as the days cool down. And as the days cool down, firewood piled high under tarps tied down, heavy stones in the ground as the days cool down.
Hey, my name is Lorcan O'Reilly. I just released a record in August called Heaven Depends, which is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound. I'll also be guest programming a few songs for you from fellow songwriters in upstate New York, which is where I'm based now. Upstate New York, for those of you who don't know, is not part of New York City. After New York City stops its sprawling forest and farmland and the Catskill Mountains, it's quite rural, but it's also the home of towns like Woodstock. So there's always been a history of, you know, creatives moving up there. It's a really wonderful place to be and doing music. So this first song I'm going to play for you is called Citadels by Brad Armstrong. I met Brad as soon as I moved, really, to America. And, you know, he's been in bands and touring the country since the 90s, and he's had a lot of advice from me, and he's really helped me a lot. He worked a lot on this record with me and my last EP, mixing and mastering and overdubs. So yeah, without further ado, this is Citadels by Brad Armstrong.
In my memory, you've become the only story that I have begun. 1996 in the beautiful and ravaged suburban landscape. There was a tune I used to sing, I can't remember the words. It would bring you to your knees. We were alone behind the sliding glass apartment doors. I had a job at Sunnyland Farms, blowing the paint right off the wall. You had your time waitressing the after-work shift among the downtown citadels. There was a heaviness to our days, lining up one thing right after the next, till there was no way we could remember what we'd wanted in the first place. But in the night we came alive. There was a meaning and a rhythm in our words. Conversations about the future and all the light that it would one day cast on. Fight the passing days with no cigarettes or pills to help me play. Never thought I would be more scared at 40 than I was at 23. I watch the children play outside, fearless bicycles and roller skates, trading one thing for another, some temporary, some for keeps. They negotiate their days with a total disregard for what has come to seem important to me since I have left their ranks. And I know I blew it somehow. My life fans out behind me like a plume of swan feces. And I know as I look around me now, at one time or another, this tree-lined parkway became my last dead-end street.
That was Citadels by Brad Armstrong, which just got re-released by Cornelius Chapel Records. The album is called Empire. I highly recommend you go and have a listen to that. It's just wonderful. If you didn't hear earlier, my name's Lorcan O'Reilly. I'm from upstate New York, and I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight selections on Sideways Through Sound. I'm going to be playing for you a couple of songs and a few artists from all from upstate New York who have sort of influenced me. And There's a good little scene up here of songwriters, I think, all sort of taking a leaf out of each other's book. And I figured it would be a nice way to share them with you all. So coming up next, I'm going to be playing a song by Patrick Collins called I-95. Pat wrote an EP, which I think is only still available on Bandcamp. But we're twisting his arm to get him up on Spotify. He wrote this after playing guitar for about 6 months. And after 6 months, 8 of the most astonishing songs kind of seemingly just fell onto his lap. It was kind of amazing. I heard I-95, maybe it was like the second time he'd played it, and it really just stuck with me, and it's stuck with me ever since. It's such a powerful, honest song. So without further ado, this is Patrick Collins, I-95, from his record Vanity Plates, which you can find on Bandcamp.
Now you're on the road again, and you're all alone. I-95, it ain't no place to call it home. And you drove there all now, North Carolina is so far out of sight, and it's hard to stay awake when you ain't been speeding. gave you life to the open road for no good reason. Susie, I'm coming home, I'll be back next week. And oh, Susie, I need you so desperately. 23 years in and I still ain't got no clue why I can't live without sometimes I wonder what I'm still doing out here, dodging all of these lonely thoughts, all of these frightened ears. But in my mind from time to time, will you still when you do up here? Like a strike of lightning, will everything be so clear? Susie, I'm coming home, I'll be back next week. And oh, Susie, I need you so desperately. 23 years and then I still ain't got no. I can't live without you. And why I can't live without you. And why I can't live without you. And why I can't live without you.
That was Patrick Collins, I-95. In case you hadn't heard earlier, my name's Lorcan O'Reilly. I'm from upstate New York, but I've only been living here for the last 6 years. Before that, I grew up in Scotland. Anyhow, this week I'm programming for the Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. I'm going to be playing another artist who is actually, unlike the last two you've just heard, is not from upstate New York, but plays in upstate New York. An awful lot. I think we've done 6 or 7 shows together now at this point. He's, of course, Charlie Parr from Duluth, Minnesota. I first met Charlie, or had communication with Charlie over email, about being an 18-year-old trying to figure out how to fingerpick. I saw him on YouTube, and I actually shot him an email asking him the tuning of, it could have been 1922 Blues, which is not the song I'm going to play for you now, but it's another great one of his. Anyway, he responded, and ever since then we kind of had a bit of a correspondence over email. And then when I moved over to New York, I just shot him an email asking if he wanted to come and play a show, and I'd set it up for him. And ever since then it's kind of become a regular affair. He's been hugely influential on the record, I think. I've been listening to him for quite some years now, and I love his music, and I hope you do too. So this is Possessed by the Devil by Charlie Parr.
When I was a boy, I dug a hole in the lawn, 6 feet deep, 6 feet long. There like a grave, and when I lay inside, I could see the sky above me, I could watch the clouds roll by. I best piece of advice that I ever had was never go to church with blood on your hands. Well, he was scrubbing like a madman in a sink full of dirty pans, and he let me go after he shook my hand. Every night I wake up in the same crazy dream. So the world just ain't what it seems. I visited with a friend who never took out the trash, stomped down all his milk cartons and ground in all his ash. Freezer was solid ice and I'd never been in the bath. He took care of his family, he was a good man. Every night I wake up from the same crazy dream. So the world just ain't what it seems. There's graves out in the cemetery, don't have no names at all. There's names where there ain't nobody's on a memorial wall. I come across a man who was 9 feet tall. Said it made him weak, but he wouldn't survive the fall. Every night I wake up from the same crazy dream. And so world ain't what it seems. Some boys got out the drag racing on that old McAllister road, revving up some Pontiac in a 64 Ford. They found them all the next morning when the fires was getting cool. Carried them all to the chapel on the back of some farmer's load. And every night I wake up from the same crazy dream. So the world just ain't what it seems. When I got back home, I dug a hole in the lawn, 6 feet deep, 6 feet long. Nailed like a grave, and when I lay inside, I closed my eyes to the sky above and I floated off to die.
And that was Possessed by the Devil by Charlie Parr. My name's Lorcan O'Reilly. I've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sounds, showing you a few songs that are important to me. And I've really had an impact on the progression of my new album, Heaven Depends. I'm going to close out this segment with a track of my own. This is one of the first songs I wrote for this record, and kind of became a cornerstone for everything else I wrote around. It's written from the perspective of God if he hated himself. I hope you enjoy it. It's called I Reside. Maybe see you in Australia soon. All right, thank you.
I'm here to raise suspicion. I have come to collect your dead. I'm here to play with silence and the whispers in your head. I'm the air you'll never breathe. I'm the coming of the seasons. I'm the book you break and even. I'm a stonewall. I am the peppered welcome sign. I am the town most left behind. And I am the endless summer days, the winds that bend the barley stem. And I reside where the wild things roar. Hit my back another, I've come to carry you in my storm. Back another, I carry you on my storm. And the fighting of the gulls won't stop me now. I am here, I am gone. I'm everywhere you're not. I'm the pillars of Palmyra. I'm a point and shoot caregiver. I'm 14 miles of ocean. I'm a desert storm blow. And I am the few who care to help. I am the rest who help themselves. And I am the winter setting sun, the frost that grips all it's become. And I reside where the wild things roar. Hit my back another, I've come to carry you on my